Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Joe Beard.
This is Joe from the Checklight Corporation.
Yeah.
I'm just calling about that check you just wrote. Where it's coming back as no good.
Ain't no way I got over $5,000 in my checking account. Ain't no way.
Well, I show here on your account you have $37.
Ain't no way.
Yes.
What number driver's license?
Do you have any credit cards on?
Hang on a second.
If you need to give them to Michelle, give them to Michelle and she'll cut them in half.
Okay. What driver's license number did you run out?
I can't get that out over the phone.
Is that
you might be one of those computer hackers.
Is that 1691-4200?
4200, yes.
Okay. And you're showing $37?
$37.85. Three marbles.
Something screwed up. The second time I had a problem with y'all, I had it over to Academy,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw a huge withdrawal yesterday.
Well, they had a problem, and the next day I went up there and bought some more stuff, went to write a check, and they called up there, verified the check, and it came back good. I said, well, what's the deal? Yesterday you had a problem with it, and today it clears.
Yeah, well,
there's something wrong with y'all's records or something.
No, I still hear you withdrew $4,000 yesterday, or this morning.
Why would somebody withdraw $4,000?
They said they were going to buy a car. A Ford Mustang convertible?
Do what?
And they...
Now you got somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I just put $800 in the bank.
$800? Where did that come from? Was that from the drug? Was that from your drugs, sir? Was that from your drug ring business, or what?
No, I'm an electrician. I work for Scott Electric in Corpus.
Scott Electric?
Yeah.
Scott Electric? That guy's on my board. I don't think you should trust Goff anymore. His real name is Mr. William. His mom works at a lawyer's place.
Who in the hell is this?
Your worst nightmare. Hello, sir.
I don't appreciate being laughed at.
Sir, it's AT&T Fraud Control. We've been monitoring this call, sir. Do you believe there's some type of fraud involved here, sir? We just picked up. We traced this call. Here, write this number down, sir. Are you familiar with this number? It's 857-4312. You know anyone with that number, sir?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Please deposit 25 cents.
Sir, do you have a quarter so we can continue the call?
We're inside in the store. It's not a payphone. This is the girls here at 7-Eleven. This is their phone.
Wait a second. Let me check something on the computer, sir. Wait, sir. Wait. Okay. This is registering. This is a payphone. It's your... let me fix this real quick for you, sir. All right. Did you get that number that I gave you where they were calling you from, sir?
854?
857? All right. Okay. Now, basically... All right. Well, we monitored this call. You think it's pretty much a prank phone call to you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay. All right. Let me get you on the line a second. Let me get some information so we can go ahead and check this call for you, sir. All right. Now, what were they exactly saying, sir? They were, we picked up something about a credit card fraud or something like that? About your bank deposit?
Is this two different people I'm talking to?
Yeah, sir. This is AT&T Fraud Control. We picked up the call because they tried to reroute it through us. And we picked up the call in progress.
Yeah, somebody was sitting there trying to tell the girl at 7-Eleven I just wrote a check for gas. And she called and verified, and she came back out and got me on the phone. I just got through getting gas, and these guys were saying that my check was no good, and that I had only $37 in my account, and, you know, I withdrew $4,000 this morning, you know, to buy a Mustang, and I'm going, wait a minute, what the hell is this? You know, I mean, why would somebody at a check ride know what I withdraw, you know, to buy some stupid car or something?
Right, sir.
I mean, man, this is causing a major problem here.
Right. Well, what we think is probably been a prank call. Now, let me, just to be sure, did they happen to get any information from you that they could use?
They got my driver's license number. I asked them, you know, because I said, man, y'all got the wrong, you know, y'all punched in the wrong number, and I gave my driver's license number. I said, is this the one? They said they couldn't give it to me over the phone. I said, well, is, you know, this driver's license number the one you pulled up? And they said, yeah, it is.
Okay.
I have my driver's license number, but that's it.
All right. You happen to give out your social security number or any of your... All right. right, then I think you're pretty much safe, sir.
Yeah, he wanted my credit card.
Oh, he wanted...
I wasn't about to...
Right, all right. Well, basically, what we're going to try to do... Let me just get a couple bit more information from you. All right, which bank are you currently using, sir?
Mercantile Bank here in Fort
Mercantile, all right. Basically, what we're probably going to do, sir, we're going to get a hold of Mercantile Bank.
Right.
And we're going to instruct them about this and tell them basically the whole incident that happened.
Right.
What we want you to do is want you to go ahead and check your account, sir. Just a precautionary check just to make sure, you know, that your money is still there, that they haven't tampered anything with it.
Right.
All right, sir. All right, basically, well, we just want to make sure that you have your money in the account, that they hadn't, you know, tampered with your funds or anything.
Right.
All right, we also got the fact you work for Scott Electric, is that correct, sir?
Right.
All right, can we go ahead and have a voice number so we can contact you after we figure all this out?
853-5769. I'll be there in probably about 30 minutes.
Okay. What we're gonna do is go ahead and sniff this out, you know, find out exactly what's happened here. Do you have any credit cards or anything we need to know about, sir?
No.
Alright, great.
All I have is just my checking account.
Alright, this will work out good. And you said you had a balance of probably about $5,000 in it?
Right.
Alright, we're gonna go and check on that, sir. Okay, make sure all your money's there. We're gonna try to contact you. And tell you the whole situation. Did you happen to get any of the names of the suspects who were involved in this situation?
No, sure didn't.
Alright, alright, well, we're getting up the idea in the call real quick, sir, so can you just wait with me?
Okay.
Alright, it's coming up. There's a payphone just outside of HEB out in Flower Bluff. Alright, that's the location of the phone call. So, do you know anyone that lives in Flower Bluff, sir, that's with,
No, I only know one guy in Flower Bluff, and I just made arrangements with him to go offshore tomorrow, but he's, you know, 38 years old, married, and he don't do stuff like this.
They probably wouldn't be pranking me?
No, they sound like kids to me.
Alright,
You just got a little prank callers.
Alright, that is just some wild stuff, sir. These kids these days, I swear, they're just terrible. I mean...
Yeah, this is ridiculous. The girl sitting here looking at me, you know, waiting for money. You know, they're saying, you know, that I didn't have money.
It is. It's just ridiculous. Can I talk to the lady again,
yeah,
sir? Let me tell her that your check's okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Alright, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that check?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good check, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so I want you to go ahead and cash it. And, because of all the problems that he's been through, why don't you just take $10 out of your register and give it to him? Just for being a good sport. We'll reimburse you, ma'am.
No, this is a real guy.
Hello. It's our policy, sir, to when we encounter a fraud, that we actually pay the person that encountered the fraud. It's our policy. It's
whose policy?
Check Right Corp. That's us, sir. We're Check Right. We're the ones that check your credit cards out to make sure everything's okay.
Why should she give $10 out of the store's register? That doesn't have anything to do with Check Right.
But we're going to reimburse her, sir.
How does she know that?
Let me put her back on. I'll go ahead and give her...
What's your name?
My name is Chuck Rosenthal, sir. My personal identification number, Check Right, so you can just verify it, is 21950.
Now, I don't know what the hell is going on here. I don't know if this is still the bank caller with, you know, a buddy or something. This is a bunch of BS.
Well, sir, I just wanted to let you know that you're
laughing.
That you're a dumb fuck.
I get you laughing. I don't need you that kind of language around my phone.
So you're a dumb sack of shit to believe all this, sir.